from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brett McMurphy is going to join us here. College Football Insider with the Action Network. Again, part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Brett, appreciate you taking a couple minutes here to chat with the local radio station from Miami.
You got it. Yep. Glad to be on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
So I guess I got to start here because, you know, being in Miami, the Miami Hurricanes are, of course, we're the flagship for the Hurricanes, and everybody's kind of focused on what's going on with the ACC, Florida State, and Clemson. I saw your report today regarding FSU, and that the Big Ten and SEC would be unlikely to add Florida State if it were to leave the ACC. But I thought it was interesting how you phrased it. If/when Florida State were to leave the ACC, is that the expectation at this point? Ultimately, FSU, Clemson will be leaving the ACC?
Well, I mean, Florida State has filed a lawsuit to leave the ACC. So yeah, I mean, unless they change their mind, which is totally possible, they could say, you know what, guys, forget, you know, Kevin Bacon, nothing to see here.
Right.
Yeah. That's not an issue. So is it a possibility? Yeah, they could stay. But why would you go through all of this to stay in the conference?
Right.
Ultimately, they're trying to get out of the conference to go to the Big Ten, to go to the SEC, to get the $80 to $90 million in media revenue that they would get compared with the ACC only getting $30 million. But look, like I reported, if they're the only two that get out, the SEC is not going to take them, the Big Ten's not going to take them. So what do you do? I mean, they're not paying all this money to go to the Big 12. And look, I'm an Oklahoma State guy, went to school there. They're not getting out of the ACC to go to the Big 12. Okay, so what do you do at that point? Their best hope to get to one of the two power conferences is they get out, it's a low fee to get out, and everyone else can get out. And then what I was told is it would be like a free agent frenzy. You know, the SEC and the Big Ten fight over North Carolina. They fight over Virginia. Whoever gets those, then the other conference would potentially take a Florida State, a Clemson. Miami certainly would be in that conversation. They would be attractive. And then the SEC would get up to 20 schools. The Big Ten would get up to 20 schools. Whoever's left, you know, Louisville or Virginia Tech, you know, those schools then obviously would be attractive to the Big 12. So it's just we got to kind of wait and see that when if Florida State gets out, how much it costs, and are other schools able to get out to determine if they're going to have an opportunity in the power too. But if they get it out only with Clemson, they're not going to get into either of those two power leagues.
And Brett, on the other side of that, is that like almost the harbinger of bad news for the ACC? Like, is the ACC going to fold? Because like you're saying, if they get out now, the two biggest schools there are not there anymore. And I don't know if Louisville, West Virginia is going to hold up that conference like that.
Well, for example, the Big 12 lost Oklahoma and Texas, and they survived. So could the ACC survive without Florida State and Clemson? Absolutely. You're losing your two biggest brands, but you still, you know, you have Miami, you have North Carolina, you have Virginia. I mean, you know who's left in the ACC. So, yeah, they would regroup. They would be fine. So it's similar kind of how the position the Big 12 was in. If, again, it all depends on the lawsuits, how this gets settled with the ACC. If it costs hundreds of millions of dollars for Florida State and Clemson to get out of the ACC, nobody else is following them over the wall. But if they're able to get out for $40 million or $50 million, then, hey, there's going to be a conga line out the door because those schools are looking at, we can go from the ACC's $30, $35 million per year and get into the SEC Big Ten where we can triple that amount, then certainly they're all going to run out. So, the ACC would survive without Florida State and Clemson, but they can't survive losing Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, Virginia, Miami. You know, then it's we're looking at Boston College, Syracuse, and combining these schools from the American, and that smells like bad fish.
Brett, I mean, come on. USF would come on there, and they'd prop up the ACC like they've never been at a level before. Let's not disrespect my
had to
my
bring
bold
up USF, right? Right? Had to bring up USF, Appel.
Obviously, because they're going to the ACC when all this drops. Brett, do you think that Florida State, and I guess to a lesser degree Clemson, but do you think Florida State being so quote-unquote public about wanting to leave has backfired on them a bit in throughout this whole process?
I don't necessarily think it's backfired. I just think, you know, from the people I talk to, and I talk to, you know, university presidents, people at the conference level, athletic directors, TV executives, the biggest thing is that, look, you know, there's been 16 schools that have changed Power 5 leagues in the last 10 to 15 years. Well, what did all those schools do? Well, they notified their conference they were leaving. They exited, and then they went to the other conference. They didn't sue the conference. So that's what's different, and that's the issue that a lot of Big Ten folks have, is that they don't feel like they can trust Florida State. They're disruptive. You know, they've accused former Commissioner John Swofford of basically cooking the books so his son could get a deal at Raycom. They got the Attorney General, involved. They're suing ESPN to get the TV rights, which all of the other conferences are saying, no, we don't want that information public. So they're kind of just out there hell-bent on their own, I know a lot of it's public, and Florida State has addressed this before. Because of the Sunshine Law, they've had to have a lot of these meetings public. I don't necessarily think it's because it's public. I just think it's the way they went about it. And also, guys, you know, like I said, 16 schools have changed, moved up to Power 5 leagues. Florida State's the only one that has done so without already having a home secured. And that looks like it's going to backfire. And that's unfortunate for Florida State. And like, you know, you asked me initially, could they change their mind and stay? I think anything's possible at this point.
Brett McMurphy, again, college football insider with the Action Network. If you're a college football fan, you should be following his work with the Action Network. Aside from all the stuff looming over legally SEC Media Days here, I don't know if you were here yesterday, but what's been your favorite story thus far? I would imagine Nick Saban being denied entry without his credential is one of them. We've joked about that all day today, and look, quite frankly, being Miami guys, we're not exactly the biggest Nick Saban fans, to be
honest.
But Channing Crowder played for Nick Saban in Miami, so he does have that connection. What has been your favorite story thus far over the last 2 days here in Dallas?
Oh, wow.
If there is one,
I'm scrolling real quick through my Twitter, try to remember everything that's been going on. It's funny when the head of the SEC officials talks about the horns down,
right,
whether it's going to be a penalty or not, how much people freak out about that. I had a chance to talk to Lane Kiffin about his relationship with Nick Saban. And basically, you know, Saban – whatever you think about him, he was unique in that he brought in some guys with baggage. Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, right, both had a lot of off-the-field publicized issues. He brought him in and took a chance on him. And I asked Lane, I said, you know, now that Nick's gone, like, who is going to be that guy that's going to take some chances on people? And he goes, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I've tried to give head coaches a shot to come in. You know, kind of everybody deserves second chances. But, you know, obviously, you know, Texas is here tomorrow. I know a lot of people have commented, like, look, Texas ran the Big 12. They're not running the SEC. I think one thing to kind of keep an eye on is because of this bloated conference, and now we have all these great TV games, great for TV viewing, great for us sitting at home on the couch with our fiddle faddle watching these games. But for these fan bases that are used to going 11-1, 12-0, that ain't happening right anymore. You're losing two games, you're losing three games. How are they going to react? You know, I did talk to Brian Kelly. Amazing stat about Brian Kelly. This is his third year at LSU. Previously, he's been at Central Michigan. He's been at Cincinnati. He's been at Notre Dame. 33-5 in year three at those three schools. Like 87 winning percentage. Does LSU have a monster year in year three? He said there's a lot of similarities with this team in year three as some of his other stops. Maybe they're a surprise to win the SEC. But, yeah, we're getting close to games. I can't wait to see some games. And, you know, the good news is a lot of great football. Bad news is some of these fan bases are going to have to accept that, you know, you may have two or three losses. But, hey, playoffs expanded. You still got a shot to get in.
Yeah, it's the fascinating thing we were talking about earlier where – an SEC school with three, maybe, just depending how it plays out, four losses, could still have a chance at a college football playoff berth. Again, Brett McMurphy, appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. Part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.